Hello and welcome to the Great Debates.
We just had a little drama. A little drama, but everyone's okay.
I hope so.
What happened was Medina came here. His fiance Cass was in a minor car accident, and he had. Why are we telling people this?
Could this be legal evidence of some kind?
Yeah, maybe. You're saying we shouldn't talk about it.
I don't think we should.
Look, we hope everyone seems to be okay, but he had to run, so it's just me and Healy right now.
Speaking to Dan Medina's character, running to the rescue of a damsel in distress.
The computer equipment had just been set up when this text or call came through, and bam.
I'm out of here.
Lickety split, he's out of here.
I gotta save my future wife.
And I don't blame him.
No. Let's jump into it with a micro, Dave. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
This topic comes to us via Twitter. We're getting a lot of good Twitter topics. Keep those coming in.
I love Twitter.
The tweeter, Brandon Adent.
Okay.
Brandon Adent.
Or Brandon A.
Brandon A. He sends in, he says, bizarre and slightly disgusting topic suggestion. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It would be more sanitary to lick a rooftop than a sidewalk. It would be more sanitary to lick a rooftop than a sidewalk. Which side do you want?
I want the pro. I think it is more sanitary to lick a rooftop.
The pro is granted. I'm setting the timer. The debate has begun.
Okay. So one of the key things here is that you have to think about is what is on a roof versus what is on a sidewalk, what most often falls on a roof. Basically, my case is going to be that everything that falls on a roof falls on a sidewalk, and in addition to that, other things fall on the sidewalk, or there's more germs and gross shit that is tracked by like the bottom of shoes and dogs and other animals that run along the ground as opposed to the roof. So I think the roof has less shit on it, and I mean both literally and figuratively shit, than sidewalks.
Okay, strong case, but I ask you to think of this as a comparison between stagnant water and flowing water, right? A rooftop has a ton of bird shit on it. It's sitting up there simmering in the hot sun like a petri dish. Nothing is passing through or coming by. It's just growing and festering, and bacteria is forming out of whatever sludge and detritus arrives on a rooftop. Now, meanwhile, on the sidewalk, yes, a lot of people, dogs are walking on it, but it's also heavily trafficked. It's being padded along, moved along. The things that are passing through it are passing through quickly. It's like a rushing stream of filth rather than a sitting pond.
Keely, once again, you've given the argument over to me, and here's why. If you're going to use the analogy of moving water versus stagnant water, roofs are designed expressly to carry water from the top to the bottom. Sidewalks are designed to be a flat surface. There's more standing water and more standing germs, if you will, in general, on a sidewalk than a roof. A roof is flushed out every time it rains, not so of a sidewalk. You said things like, you have the hot sun that's burning down in a sidewalk as well. One final point I'm going to make, you have to keep in mind that if you were to actually lick this sidewalk, because that's the issue, right?
Yeah.
Sidewalks tend to be made of more abrasive materials.
Roofs are covered concrete with tar and
it's usually like slate or thatch or a shingle of some kind.
How much thatch are you seeing around LA?
I've licked a fair amount of thatch in my day. Well, this isn't necessarily about Los Angeles. This is about everywhere.
You've licked a fair amount of snatch in your day.
Okay, so sidewalks, my point is sidewalks, you have to lick the actual concrete. There's a good chance that you're going to bleed, and then the germs are going to enter into your tongue. It's going to be even less sanitary.
I disagree, and I ask you, the listener, to just put yourself in the shoes of, okay, you're walking down 42nd Street in New York. Would you rather lick the sidewalk, which, true, trod by thousands of tourists a day, or the top of like a Times Square theater, and there's a leaking air conditioning duct, all the heating systems pass up through there, there's all kinds of birds roosting up there, living up there.
You've picked one of the filthiest roofs in the world.
Okay, but also one of the busiest streets in the world.
I understand. Oh. Yeah. Okay, that was fun.
We don't have Medina here to ask him what he thinks.
I know, it's a real bummer, man, because now people got to just keep listening to the two of us.
I don't know, but honestly, what do you think?
I think it's negligible difference, probably.
Yeah, but why is that? There should be a clear difference, right?
There doesn't have to be.
I don't know. I mean
these are two arbitrary things.
Honestly, thinking about given the choice, I think I would choose sidewalk.
You would?
Yeah.
Why? You really would.
Yeah, I don't know why. But it's just it's the instinct.
Okay, but...
like, every roof I've ever seen has been filthy and
what about
nasty.
Just, like, if you could lick just a nice, smooth terracotta roof here in Los Angeles?
Yeah, that sounds okay, but the sidewalks of Los Angeles are pretty peaceful, too. Nobody.
Oh, I don't think you... I mean, I don't know what sidewalks you're looking at.
Anyway, we're into host chat.
Yeah.
Do you have any topics, or am I, as usual, being the king of host chat?
I mean, I love you being the king of host chat. I've certainly things on my mind, but I don't think they're interesting.
Tell me if you think this is interesting.
Here we go.
So this is something I read in the book 1491 by Charles mm-hmm. C. Mann.
Great.
New Revelations on the Americas Before Columbus. I've talked about this book before. I love it. Recommend it to everybody.
Okay.
He's telling us that when they first discovered tobacco and they brought tobacco to Europe, we talk about smoking tobacco.
Yeah.
But they used to say, they didn't have the word for smoke. They'd say you drink tobacco.
But were they smoking?
Yeah, yeah. They were smoking it, but they didn't have the word smoking a cigarette. So they'd just say, I went and I was drinking tobacco.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
And isn't they that meant weird? That in the sense of like imbibing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drink, digesting. Apparently, to them meant also, yeah.
Well, that is interesting. Words often mean different things over time.
So it is interesting.
I think that it's mildly really interesting. That was a sarcastic way of saying, yes, it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, because I recommended this book to my buddy Jeff. He read it and then came back to me with that same fact. And I was like, yeah, I also thought that was interesting.
That is crazy. I mean, how long is the book? 500 pages
Very
or something?
Long. Yeah.
And of all of the words in there, you guys probably latched onto the same paragraph.
I don't know. It's something just really weird about the idea that drinking is like a totally different, you know, that the idea of the word drinking could have also meant smoking. Makes you think about drinking and whatever. So I've got a story for you.
Okay.
I was walking down the street near my house.
Licking the sidewalk.
Just taking a walk. And there's a young woman and she's...
Keep talking.
Yeah. She's got the hatch of her car open and she's taking out a box of cactuses and like desert type plants.
Succulents.
So interesting that you went to that. Because then she waves at me and says, hello. Unusually friendly.
Sure.
Right? I thought we were just going to pass each other by as people do and don't say anything.
Sure.
But she goes, hello. So I said, hello, you've got some succulents.
Uh-huh.
And she sort of freezes, looks at me
right.
a bit terrified
sure.
or upset. And I just like keep going. And the moment passes and that was that. And I was... like, okay, did she not hear me? Did she not know what succulents are?
Yeah.
Did she think it was some kind of weird sexual comment on her body?
Three theories.
Yeah.
One is she misheard you and thought you said something very dirty.
Yes.
I don't think that's very likely.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
The second one is she doesn't know what a succulent is, and so she thought you either said something dirty or she was just confused. The third, which I think is the most likely by far, is that she knew what you were saying, and she just thought you were a huge dork and didn't want to talk to you anymore.
Possible, or just like, what do you say to that?
Yeah, I do. Just like, you know the cool, the highfalutin word for these plants.
Anyway, I guess I blew it.
Oh, was she cute?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What did she look like?
She was wearing like a summer kind of dress, and she had glasses. She looked like a hipster kind of chick. Like a tiny bit Lisa Loeb.
Yeah. Okay.
Should we move on to our main event?
I guess at this point. Yeah, why not?
Unless you have anything else to add to host chat or succulents or whatever.
I think we covered it. Let's see. Succulents... Lisa Loeb.
You've got some succulents.
You've got some succulents.
That could be like the succulents, E-N-C-E. That could be like a sexual type thing to say to a woman. You've got some succulents.
Like there's succulents about you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But is that... All right.
I don't know.
Okay.
So the main event...
We're missing Medina more than ever right now.
Hey, we got to just power through.
Just
got to
keep going.
The worst part is where you have to look each other in the eye.
Yeah, why is that so weird? I was thinking about that too.
It's hard.
We don't have anyone else here. It's just me and you.
You know, Mark, our engineer.
I know Mark,
he was here at a debate recently and just sitting listening.
Let's talk about this for a second.
Okay, yeah.
Let's extend host chat for 90 seconds.
Okay, yeah, and so that was at the debate that was about... what was that? It was Fresh Cut Grass as a top five smell. Mm-hmm. Great episode. Mm-hmm. And I finished listening to it and I went into work. Mark now works with me.
It's awesome.
And I said, Mark, I thought that was one of the best episodes we've ever done. And he said, yeah, that was because I was there and it helped you guys loosen up. Total confidence.
Yeah. I think he might have been right.
I think so too.
Yeah. Why isn't he here?
I invited him to come here tonight. He really wanted to come. Yeah. He loves to come.
Yeah.
But tonight he had tickets to go see a band called Django Django at the El Rey Theater.
Okay.
So that's where he is.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, he was bumped.
Okay.
All day he was asking me, what time is it going to be? What time is it
going to
be? And we did it late. And
he I feel bad.
Yeah. Next time we'll get Mark in here.
And we'll see. We'll be able to evaluate. This will be the control podcast.
This is the placebo one. Yeah.
Okay.
Main event. Also coming in via Twitter.
Love it.
From listener Matt H.
Mm-hmm.
And, both of you guys will get some Great Debate swag, by the way. I'm way behind on sending that stuff out.
So we're saying swag now.
A swag, sorry.
Whatever. I was just... All right, what's the topic?
Both Brandon and Matt are owed a piece of Great Debate's memorabilia. His topic.
Yes.
America's Funniest Home Videos
uh-huh.
is the greatest comedy program in the history of American television.
Oh, man. I have to take the con?
Yes, I'm afraid that you do have to take the con.
Oh, that is a tough one.
Hey, you know, I like a fight. I'll take either side.
No, you should take the pro. I can do it.
If you really
I'm
don't
up to
want
the task.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's begin the debate.
Okay, go.
Terms of just pure laugh out loud funniness... You're not going to top America's Funniest Home Videos. You are going to laugh and laugh and laugh in a way you're not going to laugh out loud at your favorite shows. It's real. It's spontaneous. It's diverse. You're probably going to see 20 short little videos. You'll get to see the best ones twice, exactly enough time. You'll be guided through them by Bob Saget in the classic era and now Tom Bergeron, two great comforting, avuncular television hosts. You're going to have a blast watching America's Funniest Home Videos. You can't tell me you haven't enjoyed it when you watch that show. And I don't think you can name a sitcom or any other comedy show that has made you laugh more per minute than America's Funniest Home Videos.
Okay. I realize I've got a tough challenge ahead of me because America's Funniest Home Videos is... You're right. I laugh. When I watch it, I laugh. But the truth is, I don't laugh... that much. And I think people, it has become a sort of like almost cool sort of like, I'll tell you, like, why are we even trying so hard to make people laugh when America's Funniest Home Videos is funnier than anything we could ever write, sort of like reference.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's become more popular than it should be due to this sort of like almost like a comedy populism, if you will.
Well, actually, I mean, it's not like I'm watching it every week, you know? I know that it's the funniest show, and I still don't. I actually think it's under-experienced.
No, I'm talking about, under-experienced maybe, but in terms of, like, people in our universe, I think it's become a way of saying, like, a shorthand for sort of, like, yeah, what's really funny, what people really want to see at the end of the day is this, ourselves included.
That's a shorthand because it's right.
Well, I don't think it's as right upon a careful examination as people think it is. You mentioned Bob Saget and Tom Bergeron. Those two, to me, are two of the key reasons why the show is not a world-class comedy program. The voices that they do are corny and bad. The videos are funnier without their commentary, I believe. They detract from the viewing experience, and they are so unfunny that they drag down the comedy program quality of the show. In addition, all of the bits that they do, all of the theming of the montages, all of the music that they use, it falls in the category of bad, but not so bad that it's funny.
You're not wrong.
Thank you.
I could do with
Thank
like
you.
20% less of the funny voices and like when they're doing the cat.
No, it's very simple.
Yeah.
The videos, there's a reason people would rather watch these videos
like
on
I've
YouTube
no,
than
like
on
I've,
TV,
it's
and
like
it's
I've
because
no
of that.
Notes on America's Funniest Home Videos. I have some notes, but it's still pretty clearly miles ahead as the best American comedy program. Another thing about it, you can watch it with the whole family. Kids, mom, grandma can all sit there and laugh at this in the same way.
I don't see that as a point in its favor.
That's not happening with Seinfeld. It's not happening with Friends. It's not happening with Cheers.
I certainly watched Seinfeld with my family, and I could have watched it with my grandparents if they were.
Can you watch it with a 6-year-old or 7-year-old? They love America's Funniest Home Videos.
I don't think that's a point in its favor.
Of course it is.
Why?
Because it has a broad, it's broadcasting, and it has a broad appeal.
Oh, so once again, we're back to the argument of broad appeal.
We're talking about
popularity versus quality.
A measure of the greatest comedy program is going to be how broad is its appeal, how many people does it reach and entertain. If a show can entertain a 6-year-old as easily as an 80-year-old, that speaks to its greatness.
I don't think
it's not the only
true.
measure, but it's a way to, it's something in its favor. Absolutely.
Okay, there's some other factors we need to discuss about why AFHV isn't as good as people think it is or as funny. One of the reasons is the videos themselves are just not as good as people think they are. They're also very repetitive. You see the same type of videos over and over again. And also, there is maybe twice an episode or three times an episode, there's the worst kind of video, which is a person trying to be funny.
They actually
die. And it is there's a very clear history to this, which is that they tried to spin that off to America's Funniest People.
Yeah.
Like 15 years ago.
And Dave Coulier.
And it didn't work. And now those videos still sneak their way in a couple of times an episode, and it's awful. It ruins everything.
I actually think one of the great things about America's Funniest Home Videos is like there's so little trying. Yeah, maybe once or twice they throw in a video
not
that has
trying.
A lot of the time there's a video where it's like somebody is trying and then the cat jumps on them or something. That's a setup for the joke. There aren't that many where it's like somebody doing a stand-up routine or something staged. It's almost at least 90% spontaneous, real comedy action. The stuff that you couldn't write, couldn't perform, couldn't artificially create. It's the beauty of natural grass versus artificial grass.
That thing, so you're saying America's Funniest Home Videos is like natural grass?
Well, like what's the you have really well written play dialogue is good,
right?
But just listening to the rhythms of actual humans talking is something special, and only a master playwright can capture that. Right? It's really, really hard to get to something, to create art as reality.
That is a totally separate point to me than what we're actually talking about. It's not like
Part of what's so captivating about America's Funniest Home Videos, you're seeing people's houses, there's the little decorations, there's the backyard, what is dad doing?
By this rationale,
what was the premise to the movie?
By this rationale, all documentaries are better than all regular, non-documentary movies and all reality shows
that
they're real
the sake of
are
comedy,
better than...
An anthology of 20 real moments of comedy that captured by happenstance is better than a bunch of nerds and a bunch of hammy actors trying to replicate that level of fun.
Okay, well, that may be true, but the best comedies, I mean, we haven't even talked about what the actual best comedies might be.
It's a weakness in your argument.
Well, I think it's a strength because, once again, I do not have the onus of saying that one show definitely is, but I'll give some nominees.
Okay.
Cheers, Seinfeld, The Simpsons, Saturday Night Live, Mr. Show, News Radio, MASH.
These are all good shows, but I'm going to say that with the exception of Saturday Night Live, which even that is part of it, like what you're watching there is for character and people you love and a certain familiarity. For pure laughs, which should be the measure of a comedy show, none of them can hold a candle to America's Funniest Home Videos. There's never once been a Cheers or a Seinfeld that will make you laugh as much as an average episode of America's Funniest Home Videos.
I think that you're remembering America's Funniest Home Videos as funnier than it is. And also, I bet you the last time you watched, you were very high. And I bet that goes
Not true.
Lot of the people who are listening. Because I know, again, among people who want to pretend that they're like, you know, that they're down with regular people, they're like, yeah, I write, I'm a comedy writer, but if I want to laugh, I just fucking light a joint and watch America's Funniest Home Videos.
You're calling out some character in your life. I don't know who it is, but he's pretty well skewered to the post, I guess.
These aren't I'm not. Wait, what do you mean skewered to the post?
I mean, the guy that you're talking about who gets high and watches America's Funniest Home Videos. I mean, you're setting up a straw man. I don't know this guy.
That's like,
I
remember half watching of my friends talk about this.
I remember
this
watching
thing.
America's Funniest Home Videos as like an 8-year-old with my mom.
No, I'm talking about 35-year-olds who watch it now.
Well, that's like a kind of sad situation if they're just getting high and watching America's Funniest Home Videos.
I mean, the person who we know, the person who tweeted this topic to us, he
whoa,
definitely,
don't make this personal, man.
He definitely isn't getting high and watching it, but he's, I believe, still watching it.
Yeah, he's
as
a dad.
Are many of my, most of my friends, I consider myself in the minority.
He's
here.
Probably watching it with his 4-year-old son, mm-hmm. and they're both laughing at it because it's funny.
He might be. He also might, but again, like, I've never watched it with him, but I've watched the show with other people my age, and they go like, this is like, yes, this is all I want to watch
because
I can fucking turn my brain off. Yeah, but it's like, there's a weird sort of like a celebration of it in a way that isn't entirely pure.
Dude, you've gone down some kind of weird road on this, I think. You're hanging out with
Healy, I've gone down that road, but I've also given you like 6 good reasons why it's not as funny as people think. And again, one of the main ones is Bergeron and Saget. They're not funny. They're really bad. The voices are stupid.
They're charming.
It's your friend's unfunny dad making
jokes
about stuff.
They're not there to be the comedy. The comedy is the videos.
Exactly.
Why are they
talking at all? Well, why do I need to hear Tom Bergeron making jokes?
When the Southwest flight attendant makes a joke when they're doing the seatbelt stuff, that's not the funniest joke in the world, but it's just a little bit of fun patter that gets you through.
But the Southwest person isn't doing that while a guy is getting hit in the balls.
Yeah. No, Bergeron sets you up, and then you enjoy the guy getting hit in the balls. It's not his job to get hilarious laughs. It's his job to be basically a dad.
I think, again, I will say that YouTube is way more popular than America's Funniest Home Videos because Tom Bergeron's not there on you. People don't want it. People prefer
the
pure thing.
That's just a matter of technology.
Well, okay,
and it's,
yes, obviously it's more accessible, sure. But if these videos these videos are aggregated and then what do you call it? Voices are added to it unnecessarily. Again, the music is stupid. It's goofy. If you're just watching these clips on their own, you would get better laughs. All of this is to say, there have been incredible comedies in the history of American television that pound for pound are simply funnier than America's Funniest Home Videos. I think it's a matter of taste. Some people might say South Park is funnier than America's Funniest Home Videos. I know people who will watch South Park and laugh their fucking asses off harder than people who will watch America's Funniest Home Videos laugh. Some people might say that it's whatever, Seinfeld. That Seinfeld, if you are a Seinfeld guy, you're going to laugh out loud a lot watching Seinfeld. Whereas if you watch America's Funniest Home Videos, you might not find every clip that funny. In fact, you probably won't find that many of them funny. And when they go for one out of every 4 minutes of the show, when it's Tom Bergeron in the studio audience talking to some stupid idiot from Iowa who doesn't have anything good to add to the conversation, you're going to be like, what the hell am I even watching this
people
for?
Okay, it's time for closing statements. People love to see other people. Other people, they love to see reality. They love to see the fun, spontaneous moments that just emerge. America's Funniest Home Videos, the genius of it is that it captured that, anthologized it for us, and brought it to us. Do you get mad at an anthology of short stories because like the little introductory essays are a little annoying sometimes? No, of course not. You treasure this great thing. Bergeron and Saget, their job is just to guide us through these hilarious videos. You're hitting them way too hard. As for your fantasy comedy snob who loves to get high and watch America's Funniest Home Videos and talk about how much he hates himself, yeah, I feel bad for that guy. But across the country, families are watching and enjoying America's Funniest Home Videos and having a great time because it's the funniest show in the history of television.
Families are watching other comedies and have been watching them for years and years more than America's Funniest Home Videos, to wit, Sesame Street, Saturday Night Live, The Simpsons. Just because families watch something together doesn't mean that it's great. That just is, to me, it's a non sequitur argument. It doesn't really apply here. You're comparing an essay at the beginning of an anthology of short stories to the work that Tom Bergeron and Bob Saget have done in America's Funniest Home Videos is so insulting to anyone who's ever participated in an anthology of short stories. I find that those essays are usually illuminating. Sometimes they're not that interesting, but at least they're not being written on the same page that the other short stories are being written. And that is why America's Funniest Home Videos is not the greatest comedy in American programming history.
Do you know the thing about Vinda Bona?
Yes, I know the thing about Vinda Bona.
Does everybody know that?
No, tell the people the thing.
So this guy, Vinda Bona, that created America's Funniest Home Videos, he had a side business where you'd send in your tape and it was acknowledged that you weren't going to get your tape back. And he would delete the tape.
VHS tape.
Yeah, and he had a whole separate business of selling blank VHS tapes.
Yeah.
That's great. That's no way. That's using all of the animal. No. Dave, do you really, I mean, what's your real thought on this?
My real thought is that it is funny. It's like, if you're in the right mood, yeah, it's easy to laugh at. But I do think that it's also, the elements of it other than the videos are terrible. And they're not funny, and they make it unfun for me. And I also think that, like, I don't really like the contest element of it. I didn't really get to talk about that, but I find that kind of gross. And then also,
oh, but that's just, you know, fun, little fun.
I don't think it's fun.
Somebody
I think
gets
it's,
an award at the end. That's nice.
It's not just an award. It's like life-changing money for some of these
families. Wasn't it like $1,000?
No, it was like $10,000.
Oh, it was?
Well, most families in
that's great too.
Most families in this country live paycheck to paycheck.
Well, that's great too. A family out there gets $10,000 because their cat jumped in front of the camera.
And
birthday
another
cake.
Family doesn't get the money because their cat's timing
come
is a little bit worse.
On, Dave,
I think we're done.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We're hoping Dan and Cass are doing great. We love hearing from you, and we love your topics. So please keep tweeting those in. GreatDebate69 at Twitter. GreatDebate69 at Gmail. We have an Instagram. There's a million ways to reach
us. It doesn't matter.
Dave.
Bye.
We got laughs from coast to coast to make you smile. A real life look at each of you to capture all that style. You're the red, white, and blue. The funny things you do. America, America, this is you.